Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dave Breen is the president and CEO of Special Olympics Illinois. They've got a raffle I want to tell you about, but let's also catch up and see what's going on with the Special Olympics folks. Hi, Dave. You're on WGN. How are you?
Hi, John. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
What does Special Olympics do? I think of some of your events, but in a COVID world, what services do you do and how are you able to do it?
Well, in normal times, we're able to do year-round sports training and competition for children and adults with intellectual disabilities, and we serve about 39,000 individuals in Illinois with 20 different sports. We also have health screenings, and because of COVID, we've flipped to a virtual world like everybody else, but still doing some small regional events that are safe at 50 and under.
Oh, no kidding. Really? Good. I'm glad to hear that. So give me an example of that. How are you doing smaller events? Because I think of the big ones.
Yeah, so, and a lot of people do, you know, and the events we've been able to do recently, golf, we've had some agencies that participate with us. We have about 900 agencies throughout the state, but they've come in golf teams, and we've been able to do tee times and socially distance. We've done bocce, which is also a pretty good event.
Yeah.
You know, to have at a safe distance.
You know, all of us could borrow from those ideas. The bocce is a great way to get out, have a modest amount of exercise, and true competition. That sounds like a good idea for any of us.
It definitely family-oriented, that's for sure.
So you're still involved in events like this. I guess you still have needs for funds as well as publicity, right?
Yeah, you know, I think we certainly are trying to be, and we are, as busy as ever. I think the nice thing is we've actually learned that we can do virtual fitness activities that prepare athletes for events. And some of these things are going to happen in the future parallel to our live events. So COVID's actually taught us a lot, you know, through this process.
Tell me about the Queen of Hearts raffle that you guys have coming up. That's actually live. It's I looked at it yesterday.
Yeah, we're really trying to promote it. It's something new and different. We've done a few virtual fundraising events that have been very successful. We really hope this will be. And you know, really kind of the simple premise is that people can go on, support our organization, and they can win some money and have some fun doing it. We're really creating kind of a story around it so that people can chase the queen, kind of a Where's Waldo for those of us of a certain age had grown up. So Where's the Queen is going to be one of our, Have You Seen the Queen is going to be our tagline.
It's very easy to navigate the site. It's very easy to place the bets. They're buy the raffle tickets, I guess. Go to Queen of Hearts SO, as in Special Olympics, queenofheartsso.org, just like that, right?
That's exactly right. And appreciate, you know, you and WGN promoting it. It's actually going to be a fun event. We're hoping that people win money weekly, but we do hope that the you know, Queen of Hearts raffle keeps growing and somebody wins a nice large pot of money.
Oh, these things are magic, man. I'm telling you what, I hope, and you guys may make a zillion dollars on this thing, and it's very easy. Just click on Queen of Hearts. Those of you that love Queen of Hearts raffles, here's another one for you. And boy, if ever there was an easy $20 or $200 to spend, buy some of these raffle tickets. QueenofHeartsSO.org. Watch the numbers get bigger and lose your minds in the process, because it's a lot of fun. All right, Dave, good luck to you. If we can remind folks, or if you got a special winner or anything else, let us know. In the meantime, queenofheartsso.org, okay?
That's great. And, John, if I could, we also, one announcement that's coming out is Wilson Contreras from the Chicago Cubs is now going to be a Special Olympics Global Ambassador for us. So we're really excited about him being involved, and he has a cousin in Venezuela with Down syndrome, and he's taken on our cause as one of the celebrity global ambassadors, so we're really thrilled by that.
Oh, you should be. Boy, what a great name in Chicago. Everybody loves Wilson, and they appreciate the zeal with which he plays the game. If he's your ambassador, you've got a good one there, Dave.
Yeah, we're really excited, and Really appreciate you guys having us on and promoting Special Olympics and the athletes and the Queen of Hearts raffle.
Let's help them out, everybody. QueenofHeartsSO.org. Dave Breen, President and CEO. Thanks, Dave. We'll visit again.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.